Well, good morning, everyone. We're going to commence our service of worship today on this first Lord's Day of 2022 by singing together the Psalm 100 along with the doxology. All people that on earth to dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice. It's a psalm of praise and thanksgiving. We thank God for his mercies and blessings in the year that is gone. And we rejoice in his goodness and mercy and bringing us into this new year, and that we might know his help and blessing in the days that lie ahead. How good it is to praise and to give thanks to God for all his mercies. We'll stand as we sing, singing it out with all of our heart as the organist leads us in our praise, please. Unite our hearts together, please, in prayer. Let us just look to the Lord, praying that we might know the Lord's help and blessing on this Lord's Day, and not only today, but throughout each time we might meet here in the will of the Lord throughout this new year, that we might know much of the Lord's presence and nearness amongst us. Our gracious God, our loving, eternal Father in heaven, we gather, Lord, before Thee in this first Sabbath day of 2022, and we come to Thee in and through the precious and worthy name of Thy Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the One who is indeed our all in all. And O God, we thank Thee today for the wonder of Thy love and grace and mercy in sending Thy Son, Thine only begotten Son, into this sin-cursed world. And Father, we thank Thee that Christ was without blemish. He was without spot. We rejoice, O God, that He did no sin, that He knew no sin. And Father, we thank Thee that He went willingly to the cross of Calvary in love and in grace and mercy for us. And there He died an atoning death. There He became our substitute. And there He took upon Himself the wrath, the punishment that was our due for our sin. And Father, we thank Thee that He paid the debt of our sin in full to God when He cried out upon the cross, "It is finished." And Father, we thank Thee for that once for all a sacrifice for sin. And Father, we rejoice today in the precious blood of Christ, that blood that cleanseth us from all sin. We thank Thee, O God, for that great redemption that we have through the blood of the Lamb. And we rejoice today as those who are saved that we can say with Peter of old that we have been redeemed not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And O God, as we come to Thee today in our Savior's name, we return Thee thanks and praise for all Thy goodness to us in the year that has gone by. And Father, we thank Thee for Thy sparing grace and sparing mercy that enables us here to meet in this fashion in this first Lord's Day of this new year. And O God, our prayer is that Thou would meet with us, O God, today in a very special and real and powerful way. We confess our sins before Thee, O God. We pray for that fresh cleansing in our Savior's blood. And Father, we do pray, O God, that Thou wilt tabernacle in our midst. Outpour Thy Holy Spirit, O God, upon us. We thank the Lord that Thou hast said in Thy word that if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. And Lord, we're asking Thee today that Thou wilt outpour Thy Spirit upon our waiting hearts and upon our souls today, and that Thou, Lord, by Thy grace and power would enable us, Lord, to worship Thee in spirit and in truth, O God. Grant, Lord, that the words of our lips and the thoughts of our heart would be acceptable, Lord, in Thy sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. We rejoice, O God, today that Thou art the great I Am. We thank Thee that Thou art altogether sufficient to meet our every need. Lord, Thou hast said, "I am the Almighty God." And Father, we thank Thee that as we look forward in faith into this new year, we rejoice that Thou art one that is sufficient to meet our every need. How Job of old could say of the Lord, "He knoweth the way that I take." And Father, we rejoice today as Thy people that Thou dost know our way and our pathway for this year that lies before us. We thank Thee, O God, that Thou dost know all, for Thou art one that is all-seeing and all-knowing. And Father, we thank Thee that Thou art sufficient to meet our every need, for Thou art all-powerful, Thou art almighty. And Lord, Thou hast promised in Thy word that as our days, so shall our strength be. And Father, we thank Thee today as Thy people. Lord, we can look forward with faith and indeed with confidence to know that whatever befall us this new year, that Thou art one that is able to meet our every need, and that Thou art one that doeth all things well. Lord, bless all who have come to gather in the house of God today. We thank Thee for every child of God in our meeting house. The Lord bless Your people. Encourage the saints of God, we do pray of Thee. Strengthen us in our faith and in our walk with God, we do pray. For any, Lord, gone through times of testing and trial, we pray that Thou wilt strengthen them by the grace and power of God divine. For any, Lord, that may be cold at heart, give that restoring touch. We thank Thee that Thou art married to the backslider, that there is no divorce with God, and that Thou hast said that I will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten. And Lord, for any with us today not saved, be the young, be the old, Lord, that never came as a repentant sinner to Christ, we pray that even today, Lord, by Thy grace and power, by Thy Spirit, O God divine, that they might come to Christ for cleansing and for pardon and for salvation through His precious blood. Bless every family represented
We thank Thee for Thy hand upon us even over the holiday season. Bless our families and our family circles this year. Meet every need. Put a hedge about our homes and our families. And Lord, do unite our families and family circles in the Lord. We pray by the grace and power of God. Remember, Lord, those that cannot come today because of age and sickness and infirmity. We pray that Thou will bless them, that Thou will touch them. Those in hospital, those in residential care, draw near, we ask of Thee. Remember others who have suffered loss in recent times. Comfort their hearts, we ask of Thee. Fill that vacant chair, Lord, with Thy presence, and be their helper and be their strength in their time of need. Remember all who listen in online today, whoever they are, wherever they might be. We pray that Thou will bless them and meet them at the point of their need, and encourage them and bless them in the ways of the Lord. We pray for Thy hand of blessing upon every aspect of our church life here. Remember our Sunday school, our Bible class this year, our youth fellowship, and the Bethel Children's Crusade, and every outreach, Lord, from our congregation, we pray. Bless and use our witness and our testimony, we pray, for the glory of the Lord. Remember our young people, we pray, those at home with us from college and university. Grant, Lord, that Thy blessing would be upon them, that Thou would guide them and direct them in the paths of the Lord, and that they would know Thee meeting their every need and leading them in the way that Thou wilt have them to go, O God, we ask. Bless our land today, O Lord. Remember all our sister congregations. We pray for every minister and student and layman who will preach Thy word. May they know the blessing of God upon them, we pray. We pray for our Queen and our royal family. Have mercy, Lord, upon them, and may the light of Thy truth and the gospel shine into that household, we pray. Remember again those that rule over us in our land and in our nation. May they realize, O God, that there's a God in heaven with whom we have to do. And may there be that turning unto the Lord and unto Thy word, even in the corridors of power and authority in our land and in our nation, we pray. We pray, Lord, that Thou would put Thy restraining hand again upon this pandemic, we ask of Thee. Remember, Lord, those in our medical services, give them protection, we ask. And those that are ill with this virus, lay Your healing hand upon them. And even, Lord, those who have suffered loss through it, may they know that there is a God in heaven who is the God of all comfort and the God of all grace, we pray. We pray for our missionaries today as well, those that labor here at home and those that labor further afield. Bless them, keep them safe, give them health and strength, and Lord, use them each one for the glory of the Lord. Be with us now, we pray. Still our hearts, O God, before Thee. Bless every detail of our worship today, and especially our time around the table of the Lord as we break bread and remember the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that we might be constrained to consider Christ, and that we might be molded and fashioned afresh out after Him whom our souls doth love. Bless us now, we pray, and have Thy way in every heart, for we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and for Thine eternal glory and praise. Amen. Now we're going to turn this morning, please, in God's Word to the New Testament book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter number 3. Returning, please, to the book of 2 Peter and to the chapter number 3. You'll find this passage of Scripture near the end of the New Testament. Returning to Peter's second letter, 2 Peter chapter 3. And we're reading from verse 8 of the chapter, going down just to the end of the verse number 18. 2 Peter chapter 3. If you work back from Revelation, Jude, and the epistles of John, you come to 2 Peter. And we're reading from 2 Peter chapter 3. And the verse number 8 of the chapter. Let us hear God's word as we read it together this morning. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, when the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen. We'll end our reading there at the verse 18 of that chapter. And our prayer is that God will bless this public reading of his eternal and infallible word to all of our hearts. In this first Lord's Day of 2022, I want to welcome you all to the house of God. It's good to see so many gathered with us here today. Our prayer is the Lord will bless you today. If you're a believer, may you be encouraged in the Lord. If you're not saved, even this day, this first Sabbath of 2022, our prayer is that it might become the very day of your salvation. Indeed, if you're visiting with us, we extend to you a very special welcome. It's always a joy to visitors to share in our fellowship. Trust that you'll feel at home and know the blessing of the Lord with us here today. And to those who may be listening online today as well, whoever you are, wherever you might be, we pray that you too will know God's blessing this day in your heart and life and soul. Not only this day, but throughout this year that lies before us. And just on behalf of my wife and family, I'd like to wish you all as a congregation a happy new year and assure you all of our prayers and God's richest blessing for 2022. And we pray the Lord's hand will be upon you for good in this year that lies ahead. I was talking to a man yesterday and we're talking about the weather. And he says to me, well, you know, today's the warmest day of the year. So I says, that's a good start for the new year. So may it continue that way in the days that lie ahead. But the announcements for the incoming week are as follows. I do remember that today, being the first Sunday of the month, is Building Fund Offering. So do remember that. And do give as the Lord would have you give to the Building Fund Offering. Immediately after the service this morning is the Lord's table. And that is open to all who are saved and walking in fellowship with the Lord. You don't have to be a member of the church, but if you know and love the Lord as Savior, then the Lord invites you to remember his death in his own appointed way. And we trust as many as possible will be able to stay behind for the table of the Lord. 6:30 tonight, the evening prayer meeting before the gospel service. Do remember the time of prayer. And if at all possible, join with us there just in the back prayer room. The evening gospel service tonight at 7 o'clock. I belong to bring God's word. Pray for that meeting. Plan to join with us and invite and encourage others in under the sound of God's word. And tonight we'll be preaching upon a startling announcement for 2022. So remember that. Pray for it. And do invite and encourage others in under the sound of God's word this evening. Tuesday night and the 4th of January, 8 p.m. is our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study, the first prayer meeting of the new year. We commend that to every believer. Trust as many as possible will gather. It's just generally from 8 p.m., generally over by 9:30. And it's good to pray and meet together. And we encourage you to come along to the time of prayer. Maybe you've not been in the habit of going to the prayer meeting. Well, it's good to make a new start, even in a new year. And we encourage you to come and join with us on Tuesday night for the time of prayer and Bible study. Friday evening, 8 p.m., the youth fellowship recommences. And again, we commend that to all the young people that are really P7 and over. Pray for the youth as they gather together and encourage as many as possible to gather for that time of fellowship on Friday evening. Saturday morning, 11 a.m., is the monthly open-air gospel witness at the Diamond in Enniskillen with our brother Colin and myself. So do pray for that. Indeed, if you're in the town on Saturday morning, do come and join with us in the open air around God's Word. Next Lord's Day, the 9th of January, Sunday School and Bible class recommences at 11 a.m. We commend that to all the boys and girls. And again, if there's any children in your family or family circle and they don't go to Sunday school, well, we'd be delighted to have them. Do speak to our superintendent, Mr. Ian Moore. We'd be glad to have them start with us in the new year in the Sunday school. So do remember that, please. Morning worship next Lord's Day, 12 noon. The evening gospel service at 7. And both services preceded by the half hour of prayer. And we'll be long to bring God's word. Do remember our annual week of prayer here in the church. It's really from Monday night through to Thursday night at 8 p.m., just from 8 to 9, and then the youth meet themselves for prayer on the Friday night. But we encourage you to keep that week free. How vital it is that we meet together to pray. God is a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God, and He's promised that if we seek Him, that He will be found of us, and how important it is and how vital that we seek the Lord for the year that lies ahead. So remember that. That's next week, Monday through to Friday. A youth meeting together on the Friday night for prayer, and then Monday to Thursday for the congregation. And we'll be focusing on various aspects of the work each night in prayer, just from 8 to 9. Do also remember our own ministers and Christian workers' week of prayer this week, as they meet together via Zoom each morning, that they know God's hand of blessing upon the ministry of God's word and also the seasons of prayer. Do remember also in the year that lies ahead, pray for the convention meetings in the church in the summertime from the 31st of July through to Sunday the 7th of August. The preachers invited, Dr. Douglas, the Reverend Ian Gallagher, and the Reverend John Armstrong, should be much in prayer for that. But do take a note of those dates. There'll be no initial Saturday night meeting. It'll just be from Sunday through to Sunday. I know some people will be thinking about holidays and things like that, but do take a note and keep that week free and plan to join with us for those convention meetings. Also, this is a very special year in our church calendar. It was the year that marks the 50th anniversary of the opening of the church building here back in 1972, something that we give God thanks for. The session also just want to mark that anniversary occasion with some special meetings. And the first of those special meetings will be on the first Lord's Day of September. That is Sunday, the 4th of September. And the guest preachers on both those meetings, morning and evening, will be past ministers of the congregation here, the Reverend Ivan Foster and the Reverend John Gray. So remember those meetings, pray for them, and keep that date free. And then also the session of planned a 50th anniversary mission in the church here, and that'll be for 1 week from Sunday, the 23rd of October, through to Sunday, the 30th of October, each night at 8 o'clock, and the Lord's Day is at 7. And the evangelist in the opening meeting is the Reverend Gordon Ferguson. Then Monday through to Friday, the Reverend Fred Greenfield. And then on the final Lord's Day evening, the Reverend Gordon Dean. So remember these meetings, pray for them. They're quite a way off, but how we need to look to the Lord for help and blessing in the ministry of God's word in these special occasions. That is really all by way of necessary announcements, except as a church we'd like to express our sincere Christian sympathy to our sister, Mrs. Daphne Stevenson, on the passing of her sister-in-law this past week, and we assure Daphne and the family and family circle of her prayers and sympathies at this time of loss and bereavement. We're going to turn again, please, to our hymn sheet. It's 312 in our own hymn book. There's no offering, but the offering plates are at the rear there as you leave. It's a wonderful hymn of testimony. My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. We'll just keep our seats this time while we sing, and singing it out heartily unto the Lord.
Thank you.
maybe turn to that passage of Scripture we read earlier, to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter number 3 is the passage of Scripture I want to look at today with you. 2 Peter chapter number 3. And with God's Word open before us, we'll just bow together just in a brief word of prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, we do remember especially those that mourn today. Remember Sister Daphne and that family circle at this time of loss and mourning. We pray that Thou will give comfort and grace to that entire family circle, and that Thou would indeed, by Thy grace and power, fill that vacant chair with the presence of the Lord. Indeed, for any in that family circle who know not the Lord as Savior, do speak, Lord, and do save, we beseech of Thee, even through the passing, Lord, of this loved one, we pray. Bless us now, we pray, as we come to Thy precious and holy Word. And Lord, we pray that Thou wilt write Thy Word upon the fleshly tables of our hearts today. And Lord, use Thy Word to bless us and build us up as believers in Christ in our most holy faith. And Lord, use Thy Word even to save the lost in our gathering today and those who would listen in online unsaved. And Lord, in everything that is said and done, glorify the Savior. And Lord, we pray that Thou will just give help now in the Holy Ghost in the remaining part of this meeting. Give right words, give clarity of mind, plainness, simplicity of speech. Hide man far behind the cross, and may no man be seen nor heard but the Lord. For it is in His name that we do pray and do ask all these things. Amen and amen. Now, our motto text for 2022, that verse that the Lord has laid upon my heart. Throughout our years in the ministry, we've always sought to bring a motto text to the congregation where we minister to. And God has impressed upon my heart today these words that you find for our motto text at the opening part of verse number 18 of 2 Peter chapter number 3. It simply says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Yes, with every new year, there is excitement as new opportunities may open up before us in our life and in our circumstances. But along with excitement, there can also be anxiety and fear over what a new year may bring and what may come our way in the year before us. In light of the changes and challenges that every new year brings to us, the question then is asked, how then is the believer to live for the glory of God? How then is the believer to press on in their work for God and in their witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior? Well, the answer to those questions, I believe, is found in our text, our motto text for 2022. These opening words of verse 18 of 2 Peter chapter 3, where it says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Here we have Peter's final word to God's people in his day, to whom he was writing to at this time. And in all the challenges of life, he was showing them how they could live for God's honor and glory. He was showing them how they could press on in their witness for the Savior. He was showing them how they could be encouraged to advance in their service for the Lord. And that way was by them as a people, as it says here in our text, by growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now we can say this morning, dear people, that these words here in verse 18 of 2 Peter chapter 3 are words that are for all God's people down throughout the ages of time. Not just for those in the day of the Apostle Peter, but for every believer, for every child of God. Therefore, brethren and sisters in Christ in the meeting this morning, as you and I would face this new year, 2022, with its changes, no doubt, that will come our way, and with challenges, no doubt, that will come our way, I believe this is God's directive for us as a church and as individual believers. And my, if we but heed this directive, then I believe the Lord has much blessing for us in store throughout this new year of 2000
and 22. Yes, the Lord says to you and I who are saved in the meeting this morning, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we think then upon this directive for this new year, there are three things I want you to notice simply and plainly from our verse. Notice first of all here the meaning of this directive. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And at the very outset this morning, we must say that if we are to grow in grace in 2022, then we must be in grace. There can be no growing in grace if we are not in grace. And what does that mean? It means that we are saved by God's grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our own and personal Savior. You see, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 in the verse number 8, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Indeed, Paul the apostle could say, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And friend, in the meeting today, let me ask you this vital question, this most important question, and the question is this, for you to face and think about at the start of this year. And the question is this, are you saved in this meeting house today? Are you saved by the grace of God? Are you born again of God, the Holy Spirit? Can you say, yes, preacher, I have that assurance in my heart and in my soul today that I am saved by God's grace? What does it mean to be in grace? What does it mean to be saved by God's grace? Friend, this means you repenting of your sin before God, acknowledging your need as a sinner before Almighty God, confessing your sin to God. It means you trusting, as we're singing about in that hymn previous to our message, trusting in Christ, trusting in His sacrifice, in His shed blood upon the cross of Calvary, trusting in Christ alone for your salvation. Indeed, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Can you look back to a time in your life's experience when you came as a sinner to Christ, poor and needy, and ventured your all for time and eternity upon Christ and trusted Him and invited Him and asked Him into your heart and life and soul to be your Savior, to take away your sins? Oh, if you're not saved today, let me encourage you to look this very moment to Christ and to trust Him as your own and personal Savior. He says, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. He says, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It's not religion that saves. It's not the church that saves. It's not the preacher that saves. It is Christ and Christ alone who saves. Now, He is the one that you need to trust in to be your Savior and to be your Lord. And if you're trusting in anyone else today or anything else today for salvation and a right relationship with God, you're trusting in a false hope. You're trusting and leaning, as it were, upon a broken stick that will do you no good. Man, woman, young person, boy or girl not saved, come to Christ today. Flee to Christ today as this new year begins. And trust Him as your own and personal Savior. Yes, this is where the life of saving grace begins for you and for me. But then once we are saved, if we are to grow in grace, as it says in this verse, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then we must learn to rest and to trust more and more in God and in the promises of His precious Word that we find in the Bible. That was how it was with Abram of old. We read of Abram and it says he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham was one who rested upon the promise of God. And that's what you and I are to do as believers. If we're to grow in grace, we must rest upon God's promises. Also, we can say further this morning, to grow in grace means us advancing in our love for God, our love for His people, our love for His work, our love for His Word, our love for the souls of those who are perishing and lost in sin. That is how it was with the believers in the church at Thessalonica. Turn with me in your Bible back to 1 Thessalonians and the chapter number 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1. And Paul here is commending these believers in the church at Thessalonica. And I want you to see what he says to them in particular about this fact that they were a people that were advancing in the love of God in their hearts. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 2 and 3. He says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith," and notice it, "and labor of love." Their lives were marked as believers by the love of God. Turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and the verse number 9. Look again at what he says to these same Christians. He says, "But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another." Brethren and sisters in Christ, if we are to grow in grace, yes, we must learn to trust more and more in the promises of God. We must advance in the love of God. But growing in grace also means us as Christians advancing in Christian contentment. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. It means us also advancing in Christian humility. The Bible says God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the lowly. Growing in grace also means us advancing in consecration of our lives to the Lord. Remember what Paul says to God's people in Romans chapter 12 and the verse number 1 of that chapter. He says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Then we can say further, growing in grace means us growing in our hope of Christ and His return. We mentioned that at the watch night service on Friday night past. And look here at how Peter emphasizes this to God's people in the passage of Scripture that we've read from today. 2 Peter chapter 3 and the verse number 12 and 13 in particular. Look at what he says. He says, "Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God." That's the return of Christ. He says, "When the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, nevertheless we, according to this promise, look for a new heavens and new earth wherein dwelleth a righteousness." My, we must be advancing as God's people in this great hope, keeping it before us, the hope of Christ's return in power and in great glory. And then we can say further, growing in grace and the knowledge of Christ means a greater acquaintance with the Lord Jesus as our prophet, as our priest, and as our king in our lives. That was the burden of the Apostle Paul. He had been saved for many years, on the road to heaven for many years, serving the Lord for many years, a tremendous blessing in his Christian life for many years. Yet he said these words as he writes his letter to the church at Philippi about the Lord. He says, "That I might know him and the power of his resurrection." He wanted to know more of the Lord in his life. The hymn writer, that same Borden, the hymn writer said, "More about Jesus would I know. More of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me." Oh, brethren and sisters in Christ, may that be our burden in 2022. Yes, we see the meaning of this directive, but notice secondly here the motives for this directive. Look again at what our text says. It says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Those words are really a command. Yes, as believers here, we are commanded, it says, to grow in grace. They're an imperative. They're in the form of a command. And the Lord says to you and I, if you love me, keep my commandments. What a motive here for growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord, because this is something commanded to us by the Lord Himself. Also, we need to grow in grace if we are to advance spiritually.
And if we are to be strong in our faith, you see, if we're not strong in our faith, then we become a prey to the devil, a prey to false teaching, and are prone to fall away from the things of God itself. And notice the warning that Peter gives about this in the passage of Scripture before us. Look at what he says in verses 16 and 17 there of 2 Peter chapter 3. He speaks here of some of Paul's writings that were difficult to understand. And he says in verse 16 of 2 Peter chapter 3, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Here he's speaking of those who rest the scriptures, who distort the meaning of the scriptures. And what's the effect? God's people can be led astray. They can be led away from the Lord and the things of God. And notice how Peter goes on and warns of that in verse 17. He says, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, he says, beware, something here to take note of. Beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, notice it, fall from your own steadfastness. Brethren and sisters in Christ, growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord is a remedy against this warning that Paul or Peter speaks of God's people falling away from their own steadfastness, falling away from the things of God and the ways of God. Also, it is vital, yes, that we grow in grace so that we are bold and courageous in our work for God and in our stand for the Lord. The Bible says to you and I who are saved, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We're not to give up in our service for the Lord. The Bible says to us who are saved, endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And as a soldier would stand on the day of battle, God wants you and I as Christian soldiers to stand for Him in this day of battle for the cause of God and the truth of the gospel. Yes, that is how God wants us to labor for Him throughout this year. And this will only be our testimony if we are growing in grace. If a soldier is to be courageous in battle, that soldier must advance in his training, whatever that training is. And likewise, if we are to be bold for God this year, we must grow in grace, as it says in our text, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're to take ground from the enemy in the world before us. We are to advance and go forward. Also, as believers, if our life is to be marked with joy and thanksgiving in this new year, then also we must be those who grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Turn with me back to Psalm number 1, the opening psalm of the book of Psalms. Psalm number 1, and if you look at verse number 3, the psalmist there speaks of a Christian growing, going forward, advancing in their spiritual life. And he says in verse 3 of Psalm 1, he says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But notice how the psalmist describes such a one in the opening verse of that psalm, verse 1 of the psalm. He says, blessed is the man. And that word blessed there literally can be translated happy, or if you like, joyful. And the happy man, the joyful man, the happy woman, the joyful woman. Who are they? Those that are advancing, going forward with God, growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, no doubt this new year will have its trials for us. That's something we cannot escape in this life. The devil may set pitfalls for us and snares to rob us of our joy as the people of God and in our service for God. But if we are to rise up above those challenges and surmount those challenges and be joyful for the Lord in every circumstance of life, then it is by us growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this new year. Also, we can say further, if we are to glorify the Lord, in all the situations that come our way in 2022, then we must grow in grace. We must advance, as it were, in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you look particularly there at verse 18 of 2 Peter chapter 3, and you'll notice the connection here. For look at what Peter says right at the very end of the verse. He says of the Lord, to Him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. And it's all linked into this injunction, this directive at the start of the verse when he says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear believer in the meeting house this morning, the Lord says to you and I, to His Word, He says, whether therefore you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God. We are to live to God's honor and glory in our homes, in our workplaces, in the community where we live, and in God's work. How can we do that this year with all the challenges and changes that may come our way? By heeding this directive which says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, if this is to be our testimony in this new year, if we're to live for God's honor and glory, then we must grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, there can be no standing still in the Christian life. We're not, as it were, saved to, as it were, stand still or stand in a rut, so to speak. We're saved to go forward, to advance, to grow in grace and go forward with God. My, if we have a child in our home, and that child doesn't grow and develop physically, we'd be alarmed, we'd be concerned. And rightly so. And how much more then, in the spiritual sense, ought we not to be alarmed if we're not growing and going forward and advancing with God in our lives? Oh, to bring glory and honor to God, we must be a people who grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Notice finally here, one final thought in connection with this directive. Notice the means for this directive. Our text says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And brethren and sisters in Christ, if you and I are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Savior this year, then as God's people, we must feed our souls upon God's Word day by day. 1 Peter 2 verse 1 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye might grow thereby. And Christian, daily in this new year, spend time in God's Word. Take time to read and to study the Word of God. It was Thomas Watson who said that the Scriptures are both the breeder and feeder of grace. How vital that is if we're to grow in grace, that we spend time personally in the Word of God. Also, we must give ourselves to prayer. You remember what Christ said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. In this new year, we must pray daily and seek God daily in prayer. Isaiah says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Indeed, it was Matthew Henry who said, as long as we continue living, we must continue praying. Take time daily to pray. Christian, make it your business to be at the church prayer meeting this year. It's the place where you'll grow and advance and go on with God in your Christian life. Also, as God's people, we must faithfully attend the public means of grace. Turn with me in your Bible back to Hebrews chapter number 10 and the verse number 25. Look at what you read there, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day. Again, the reference is to the day of the Lord, as you see the day approaching. That means us being faithful, dear people, in our attendance at God's house for public worship. It means us being faithful at our attendance at the Lord's table when we remember Christ's death in His own appointed way, when He says to us, this do in remembrance of me. When with health and strength and freedom and liberty, we should make it our business to be at God's house when it is open for public worship and for prayer and for remembrance of the Lord's death around the table. This is vital for us to grow and advance
in our walk with God as Christians. Also, as believers, we should read sound Christian literature. Remember what Paul said to Timothy. He said, till I come, he says, give attendance to reading. Believer, in this new year, seek to read good Christian books. Read the life stories of God's servants whom God has signally blessed and used and days gone by. And they will profit your soul. They will benefit your soul. In 2022, let us be a people who read for the Lord. Then we must also turn away from all that is contrary to God and that which is sinful and evil. The Bible says, abstain from all appearance of evil. It says to you and I who are saved, be not conformed to this world. You think of a garden. We all love our gardens, especially in spring and the summer, and flowers are to grow and blossom. Fruit trees are to grow and blossom and bear fruit. There's something must be done with the garden. It must be dug. It must be tended to. In particular, the weeds must be rooted out and given space for the fruit and the flowers and the vegetables to grow and develop. And again, the lesson there for us as God's people is that the weeds of sin must be rooted out of our lives as God's people if we're to grow in grace and go on with the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Daniel that we are to break off, it says, thy sins in righteousness. And then as God's people, we must seek also to maintain our relationship and our right spirit with God's people. In the book of Ephesians, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Read Psalm 133. There God promises great blessing upon His people when they dwell together in unity. How vital it is if we're to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this year, that we keep our right relationship with one another and guard that relationship as God's people. And then as God's people, we must learn to trust the Lord for His help and blessing in every situation of life that comes our way. Speaking of those who fear the Lord, the psalmist says, He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. That speaks of someone fixed in the Lord. Their heart is steadfast in the Lord, no matter what comes their way. And believer, whatever news we may receive this year, maybe news that concerns our home, our family, our work, our life, or indeed our country, God's work, whatever it is, we know not what a day can bring forth. Let us keep on trusting the Lord, depending on the Lord to help, to order, to provide, and to guide. When we do so in 2022, we'll be helped and blessed and will prosper in the things of God. Turn with me back to Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4. It says there, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. The Lord promises to keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. You think of our text here this morning. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Child of God, this is the Lord's directive for you and for me in 2022. And indeed, when we grow in grace and when we grow in the knowledge of Christ, the Lord will bless us. The Lord will use us for His honor and glory in this new year. You turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1. And you'll see there the opening part of that chapter is all about God's people going forward, not being stagnant. Not as it were being stuck in a rut, but going forward with God. And look at what is said there in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. It says, and beside this giving all diligence, notice it, add to your faith. There's to be that adding, that growing, that going forward in our faith for God. It says, add to your faith, notice it, virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. That means self-control. And patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. And that speaks of the Christian going forward. And look at the outcome. Look at verse 8. Peter says, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren
nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. O believer, throughout 2022, in praying for yourself, Christian parents, and praying for your children, praying for your family, believer, and praying for your fellow Christian, and praying for your fellow believer here in this church, in this congregation, pray that unitedly in this new year we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Make that our prayer day by day. And believer, God will bless you in this new year. And God will use you in this new year for His honor and for His glory. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is what we want to be advancing in the school of our faith. Growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us bow together, please, in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for Thy presence with us this morning here in Thy house, and for Thy word, this motto text that Thou hast given to us for this new year of 2022. And Lord, help us as individual believers, help us as a church and as a congregation this year to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that we might in all things bring glory to God, and that Thou, Lord, in Thy mercy and grace might be pleased to bless us and use us for the glory of the Lord. May there be that pressing on, that going on with God, day by day throughout this new year and whatever comes our way. For any with us today unsaved, and Lord, they are not in grace, they're not saved by grace in this meeting. They've never tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Lord, even now in the quietness and the final moments of this meeting, may there be that yielding of their heart to the Lord in grace, that trusting of the Lord for salvation. And Father, we thank Thee today for the great promise of the Word of God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bless us as we wait around the table of the Lord, and bless all who remain, and for any who cannot stay, bless them also in their homeward journey. Keep them safe as they would travel. Bless us throughout this Thy day, and return us again in Thy will this evening hour. For we do pray and we do ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory, giving Thee thanks. Amen and amen. We're going to just turn to our final hymn in our hymn sheet. It's 412 in our own hymn book. It's really a prayer in many ways. The hymn writer says, I am Thine, O Lord, I have heard Thy voice. As it told Thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to Thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to Thy precious wounded side. And oh, may that be our prayer today as believers in Christ, that we might be drawn near to the Lord. After the singing of the first verse in the chorus, I'll be going to the door. I'll not be shaking hands, but just to greet you and to thank you for coming. And if you cannot stay for the Lord's table, well, we'll be there to greet you as you leave. But we trust as many as possible will be able to wait behind for the Lord's death in His own appointed way. 412, we'll stand as we sing.